Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. A lot to talk about today. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, by the time we get to the holiday, it could be very hot in Michigan. Could be in the mid-80s, maybe warmer. So that's good news for you. Number two, the forgery of signatures, 68,000 of them, bringing bipartisan calls for an investigation. And number three, the massacre in Uvalde, Texas. I'm sick of doing these headlines, by the way. I am. 19 school kids, second, third, and fourth graders, slaughtered by an 18-year-old, Salvador Ramos. Three adults also killed, plus his grandmother, and he was killed as well by Customs and Border Patrol. The question is, what do we do about it? We've had this conversation too many times to remember now. Another senseless assault on American citizens, children. They're not doing anything wrong. But short of disarming everyone, which would never happen, what are we supposed to do to change this headline? Americans will not now, nor will they ever, give up their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. They will cling to their guns and their Bibles, and I'm good with that. But there have to be changes that can be made to stop this kind of senseless carnage, especially of school kids getting mowed down by psychopaths with no conscience and clearly no soul. What could possibly be so wrong in someone's life, honestly, that they decide it's okay to go to an elementary school where they don't know anybody and just start killing kids? What could be so wrong with you? What could possibly motivate anyone to go on a killing spree against kids that are just being kids? How depraved do you have to be? How far gone is your humanity? How dark is your soul? Do you even have one? It's heartbreaking. But the truth of the matter is, it is monsters like this black-hearted beast that made me get a CPL in the first place. A concealed pistol license in the first place. I will not voluntarily be caught without the ability to defend myself, not voluntarily. Or my family or neighbors or total strangers. The anti-gun people in this country are predictably lining up against the gun lobby. The gun lobby. I am the gun lobby. I vote. The National Rifle Association has nothing to do with this at all. Neither do the gun manufacturers any more than Chevrolet has anything to do with drunk driving. Does Ruger have anything to do with a massacre at an elementary school? Or whoever the gun maker was, not to malign Ruger. I don't have any idea who the gun maker is. But you don't malign Chevrolet for drunk driving and attack them and tell credit card companies, don't do business with car companies. They're behind drunk driving, you know. It's like blaming AAA for drunk driving. That's what it is. People that advocate for car insurance and automobile rights, they're to blame for drunk drivers. Come on. But it leaves us torn up. We're people, we're parents, we're grandparents, we're friends, we're neighbors. We have to be able to figure it out. How do we make this stop? How do we stop the wanton killing of people that have done nothing to deserve this kind of wicked violence? How do we stop the crazy? Sad fact is, I don't know. Here's an 18-year-old who has a gun illegally, by the way. An illegal handgun, or has a handgun in his possession illegally. But how do our kids and teenagers, look at the last few of these shootings. Whether it's Oxford or Uvalde or Buffalo, they're teenagers. Why? Why does the darkness invade them to such a point that they can't control the dark impulses that lead to a bloodbath like this one? I cannot imagine the sorrow, the heartbreak, or the anguish of the parents, the grandparents here that are learning of the loss of the most precious people in their lives. Precious people from their families gone, stolen. And now they spend the next several days preparing to bury those people. What are we going to do differently? I feel the grief and I feel the sorrow for those people too. The anguish is beyond comprehension to me. But I'll say this, I own guns. And I will always own guns. I make that choice because of the concerns I just spoke about. But I appreciate the point of view. And I can have a discussion with that people have a difference of opinion with me. I understand those that just want this kind of slaughter to stop and they'll do anything to make it happen. I understand that, but I can't join you in that. I will not gut the Constitution. I will not be helpless because some mentally ill and wretched, twisted soul kills indiscriminately in a schoolhouse. Because there are still more wretched, twisted souls out there. And I will not volunteer to be a victim. We need to stop school kids from being victims. We need to stop having this conversation over and over again. It indeterminate intervals. I believe the first place to start is with all of this money that was taken and shoved around by President Trump and President Biden to give schools piles of money for COVID. Well, this seems to be a little bit more of an acute problem than COVID. I'm guessing the 19 kids that died in Uvalde, Texas. I'm guessing that 19 is a larger number than kids 10 and under that died in Texas from COVID from the beginning of the pandemic until now. And so that should tell you everything you need to know. We need to protect these schoolhouses. Every schoolhouse in America needs to be protected. I don't care if it's from a police officer, retired military, a math teacher who's trained. I don't care who it is. Protect these schools from monsters like this 18-year-old beast, who's also dead. If you have thoughts on that, send me a note. SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.